I want to share with you a few things from what Jesus said this morning. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And let me a very powerful parallel. We are receiving power for all these things that are parallel. The things happening with Jesus are the things happening with us. Today and point out how that works and see what we can do with that. So the question first arises, how was Jesus in fact sent into the world? There was a way that he was sent. Notes. In your life together, think the way that Jesus thought. He was like God in every way, but he did not think that his being equal with God was something to use for his own benefit. Instead, he gave up everything, even his place with God. He accepted the role of a servant, appearing in human form. During his life as a man, by being fully obedient to God, equality with God. He walked around and operated as one of us, as a human being in the power of the Spirit. And as I've mentioned from time to time, and I think I'll repeat today, he never cheated. Never cheated. Never said to the 12 and people following him, hey, everybody, look over there, and then go over here and watching. I never did that. He always was as a human being, just like us, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, just as we would, to do any ministry God asks us to do. He also gave up everything, even his place with God. In other words, but Jesus says, nope, you're coming with me. And he always appeared as a human being, like us. And he was kept showing and teaching, this is how you rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is how I am going to send you. He also accepted the role of a servant and became one of us. I mean, he not only emptied himself, with you and me when there's something that's off, something that shouldn't be happening, something we're thinking that we shouldn't be thinking, something else that's going on that is ruining our life. He knows that. We do with other people. People's lives. That at one level or another, of mine, you wouldn't, and that's seeing them the way we want to see them. Being obedient to God is seeing them the way God sees them, and that takes the power of the Spirit. It means asking God for that ability and capacity. It means living into that. It also means to love other people as God loves them. Hard to do naturally. But that's what Jesus did as a human being, fully relying on the power of the Spirit. We would do it the same way. I mean, you know people that are just hard to love, don't you? You don't have to call out their names, but they're around. You want to love them the way Jesus loves them. because the way we might love them might not get us too far. But that's why he supplies the power of the Spirit, and that's what it is to be fully obedient to him. It's that relational kind of thing. I mean, God might not be he might, we'll support you and all that, but it's more likely that he's asking you to see people and love people the way Jesus does. That's obedience. That's full obedience. So how do we do this? How do we empty ourselves like this? Well, the passage starts out, in your life together, think the way Jesus. You know, when we have had adult conversion experiences, what we embrace that is the life of the kingdom of God. And it starts immediately and it keeps going day in and day out, moment by moment, and from here into wherever you might be, let me see other people around me the way standing in the kingdom of God, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not us working up ourselves to get to that point, because we never will on our own. A second thing to pray would be, Lord, let me do what you are doing. Lord, what are you doing today? I'd like to join. Different from saying, I'm going to do this today, Lord, and just for a group or somebody or whatever it is, you know it's from the Spirit of God, you empty yourself and you ask God, what that would be. Stuff you say. It might be to say, how you doing? No. How are you doing? How's it going with you? What's it like here? What he sees. And you can flow in that. To be sent as Jesus was sent. All right, I thought of an example right now. And you get the tap on the shoulder. I want you to bring my love and my mercy and understanding of the kingdom and invite into my family agility dog trainers. Those who train dogs for agility competition. You know, they run all around and jump over things and go through the... How would you empty yourself and become a servant and see those trainers as Jesus sees them? And what would you ask God? Of mirrors. You don't see any way to go. Opened to you. Those are the things that happen. Often.